The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. And for today, I am interrupting this vegetable-focused blog to bring you a fruit, mojo berry. It is a mulberry worthy of your attention. So to look at the fruits of mojo berry, you would think, wait, is that a blackberry? It's not. Despite the name and the look of it, mojo berry is, in fact, a compact mulberry, botanically known as Morus rotundiloba mojo berry. So if you're confused when you look at the photo, or a photo of it, thinking, okay, well, this looks like a blackberry to me. It is not. Like I said, it is a mulberry. The fruit looks strikingly similar to blackberries. It's elongated, there's clusters, and it ripens from like a whitish and red to a deep purple black. To look at just the fruits, it's easy to assume it belongs in the bramble family. But unlike blackberries, which grow on thorny canes in the genus Rubus, mojo berry is actually a mulberry in the genus Morus, and it grows on smooth, woody stems, no thorns whatsoever. So what makes mojo berry especially intriguing, at least for me and probably for you, home gardeners in general, is its size and habit. Now, you might know this. If you don't, traditional mulberry trees can often grow up to 20 to 30 feet or more. Pretty big. And they really are impractical for a smaller space garden at that point. Mojo berry, on the other hand, was bred to stay relatively compact. Typically, it tops out at around 5 to 8 feet, which, you know, compared to 20 to 30 is pretty short. What a difference, right? And that 5 to 8 feet makes it a natural fit for patios, small gardens, and even in containers. It's also impressively productive. Unlike many fruiting plants that take years to establish, mojo berry can produce fruit in its first season and continues to bear fruit month over month, you know, basically from late spring to early fall. Okay, how do you grow this mojo berry? Well, now that you're excited to grow it, mojo berry in your small backyard or even on your patio is totally doable. Here are a few tips for success. Light. You'll want to put it in the best light possible, preferably 6 to 8 hours. And great light will give you pretty great growth and pretty great fruiting as well. What kind of soil? Well, well-draining soil is key here. It does not tolerate sitting in wet soil. But other than that, it is good in a variety of soils. What kind of watering? Well, keep it evenly moist. It does like to be moist, but not soggy. Especially when you're growing it in containers. Keep in mind, containers dry out more quickly than something in the ground. And here I go again. Containers. Yes, you can grow it in containers. It is especially well suited to pots that are at least 18 to 24 inches wide. And they must have a drainage hole. Or several, actually, so it doesn't sit in water. Okay, let's talk about hardiness zones. Mojo berry is generally hardy in USDA hardiness zones 7 to 10. So that means it thrives in warmer regions with milder winters. In zone 7, it can typically survive outdoors, though you may see some dieback, especially when the winter's been pretty cold. Zone 8 and 10, or 8 to 10, offer the ideal conditions for consistent growth and fruiting. So if you are a gardener in cooler climates, such as zone 6 and below, mojo berry is not really reliably hardy in your neck of the woods. Now, there are things you can do, perhaps. So you could grow it in a pot so you can move it around. And that means moving it to a spot perhaps in the garage, shed, or other protected space during the winter. That way it doesn't get as cold. You might want to try a sheltered microclimate outdoors. understanding that there might be some winter dieback. So what is a sheltered microclimate outdoors? It might look like a lean-to against your shed, something that is a bit protected, maybe protected by fencing on a few sides just to keep the winds down. Now, I have realized just now, I have not mentioned the flavor at all. It has a classic mulberry flavor. Sweet, mild, and it's extremely versatile in the kitchen. You can eat them right off the plant, or where you really benefit from the flavor of a mulberry is in jams, baked goods, and other desserts. Okay, so there you have it. All about the Mojo Berry Mulberry. Until next time, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.